वेदान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम्। साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च। आजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैक पितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। I feel extremely honored to have this opportunity to say something to you. I feel extremely grateful to my very dear godbrother, very respected godbrother, His Grace Shyamchundar Prabhu, for taking the initiative to organize this festival, along with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and all the devotees of ISKCON Bombay. I feel quite embarrassed that Shyamchundar Prabhu, in spite of being one of our senior most godbrothers, is making all these arrangements for us to speak. And he is standing behind making all these arrangements. He is one of the senior most devotees, one of the senior most disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He made an inconceivable contribution towards establishing Krishna consciousness movement under the guidance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shyamchundar Prabhu came to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet at a time when there were very few devotees to help. It was at the very beginning of our movement when Srila Prabhupada was practically alone. And a handful of devotees, handful of young American boys and girls came forward to help him. And if we go deep into searching the facts, then we'll find that when Srila Prabhupada was sent to the West to spread Krishna consciousness movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the arrangements for Srila Prabhupada before he went there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted these wonderful devotees in the soils of the United States of America and in different parts of the world to help Srila Prabhupada. These devotees are not ordinary individuals. They all are very, very exalted devotees who are playing according to the divine arrangements of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His plan to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. I extend my deepest appreciation and my heartfelt gratitude to my very senior god brother Shyamsundar Prabhu. I was not here when the first program was organized in Cross Maidan in 1971. But I had the good fortune of being here in 1977. That was the last program Srila Prabhupada had participated in Cross Maidan. It was a glorious festival. Srila Prabhupada spoke for 3 days. And the pandal was full, just like today. Thousands of people came. The arrangement was not so opulent like this one, but the pandal was quite large, very large. And every day we were having about 10,000 people participating, coming every night to listen to Srila Prabhupada. One very interesting incident took place at that time. Srila Prabhupada was on the stage. Srila Prabhupada's Vasasan was in the middle. And there were sofas on both sides where senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada were sitting. And at that time, somewhere in that corner, Srila Prabhupada noticed an Arab gentleman dressed up in his typical Arab dress. And Srila Prabhupada sent one of his sannyasi disciples to bring that gentleman onto the stage. And he was brought onto the stage. And Srila Prabhupada made him sit next to him. It was a glorious sight. Here is an internationally renowned spiritual leader from India, surrounded by his disciples and many, many curious listeners and admirers. And just next to him, there's a Muslim gentleman dressed up in his typical Arab attire. And not only Srila Prabhupada made him sit next to him, but Prabhupada was having some very beautiful exchanges with him. I had the good fortune to listen to that because I was fanning Srila Prabhupada, standing just behind him. And it turned out that that gentleman was the chief of police from Kuwait. He came to Bombay to have a treatment, and that was the first day he was allowed to go out of the hospital, and he came to Cross Maidan, and he was just while walking here, he noticed a big gathering, and out of curiosity, he just came to see what was going on. And here Srila Prabhupada invites him on the stage and makes him sit next to him. That gentleman had some beads in his hand, like many, it's a very common practice in Arab countries that they have also some sort of beads. Generally they're made out of some sort of stones, precious or semi-precious stones. And he was, so Prabhupada saw that, noticed that, and then Prabhupada took his bead bag and pulled out his bead, and he said, I also have this. I also have some beads. And he asked him, what do you do with your beads? And he said, I just fiddle it around with my fingers. Then Prabhupada said, no, these beads are actually meant for chanting the holy name of the Lord. While chanting, you keep count in these beads. And then Prabhupada told him that because you are chanting on these beads are very sacred. And that's why you have to keep them in a bag so that it doesn't touch, it doesn't become dirty being exposed. And Prabhupada didn't preach to him, Prabhupada did not get into any elaborate discussions with him, but just some loving exchange. That here is a person who is curious about Krishna consciousness, so Prabhupada was just planting the seed. And in this way, I got to see Prabhupada's broad vision. Prabhupada's vision was not limited to any sectarian concept. Prabhupada's vision was universal. Prabhupada was planting the seed for Krishna consciousness to spread all over the world, in every town and village. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as early as in 1891-92, he wrote in his Bhagavat, a small English booklet, how this Krishna consciousness movement, based on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, will spread all over the world in every town and village, and how all religions of the world will become united under the banner of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And that's what Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill. Srila Prabhupada was distributing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is that mercy? That mercy is love, about which Niranjan Maharaj was so eloquently and so profoundly speaking about little while ago. It is love that everyone is hankering for. It is love that everyone is motivated to do whatever he is doing. And this love is the because this love is the foundation of joy. Anandam, or joy, comes from this love. Everyone is hankering after joy, but in the material nature, nobody knows what joy actually is. Everyone is trying to get it, but they are making all their endeavors in a wrong way. The example has been given that just as by running after a mirage, one will never be able to quench his thirst, similarly, trying to experience joy, trying to receive joy out of our material endeavors will never be fulfilled. The real joy can be experienced only out of our love for Krishna. And in that respect, it has been pointed out that the love that everyone has in his heart is meant to be reposed on Krishna. And that is why it is so important to know Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. And when we get to know Krishna, we'll automatically fall in love with him. But unfortunately, in this material nature, we all have forgotten him. And since we do not know him, we do not realize the importance of reposing our love to him. And due to our forgetfulness, we are offering our love to all different objects. But no matter wherever we offer that love, it is never satisfied. We feel that our heart will be happy, our heart will become full of joy when that love becomes successful. But very soon we realize that no, this is not what I was actually searching for. Therefore the love ends up in disappointment. Because that love is actually meant to be offered only to Krishna. What goes on in the name of love in this material nature is not love, is lust. Love is meant only for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to show us the way to develop that love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be the most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And Krishna wondered about the love of Srimati Radharani. Krishna wanted to know the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. Krishna wanted to know what is there in him that attracts Radharani so much and makes her love him so much. He wanted to experience that. And he also wanted to know, by loving him, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences. And Krishna, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he considered that he will not be able to understand that unless he becomes Srimati Radharani, unless he stands, unless he assumes the emotions of Srimati Radharani and plays the role of Srimati Radharani himself. And that is why Krishna, assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani or the sentiment of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, appeared, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, the question is, okay, Krishna appeared only with the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is just one aspect of Srimati Radharani. So he did not actually come in totality with Srimati Radharani. But regarding that, it has been pointed out that Radharani is Mahabhav Sarupini, the personification of Mahabhav, the deepest loving relationship of Shri Krishna, with Shri Krishna. The deepest emotion of love is personified in the form of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the personification of that Mahabhav. So when the bhav is taken away, when Krishna appeared with the bhav of Srimati Radharani, that is Radharani in totality. And in this respect, an example has been given that a cloth is made out of threads. The threads woven together make the cloth. Now when all the threads are taken away, what will be left of the cloth? Similarly, when Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani's bhav is taken away, or Krishna as you took the bhav of Srimati Radharani, that means that is Srimati Radharani completely merged, or they become united, they become Radha Bhavadduti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who is the Rasaraj, the king of all mellows, the reservoir of all mellows. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav. So this Rasaraj and Mahabhav, when they become one, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is experiencing the joy of Srimati Radharani's love. And while he was doing that, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is distributing that love also, irrespective of any consideration for qualification and eligibility. This love for Krishna, Krishna prem, is extremely rare. This Krishna prem means the loving relationship that Krishna has with the residents of Vrindavan. That region is even beyond Vaikuntha, spiritual sky. Is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. And that is why that Braja Prem, that love, Krishna Prem, is rare. Even for Lord Brahma, what to speak of ordinary living entities. Brahmaro Durlabho Prem Shabakare Jachi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is begging everyone to receive this Krishna Prem, which is rare even for Lord Brahma. Not only it is rare for Lord Brahma, it is rare even for Lord Shiva. Not only it is rare for Lord Shiva, it is rare even for Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi wanted to enter into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. She wanted to experience Krishna's rasa dance with the gopis. So she told Narayan, "Narayan, I want to go to your rasa dance in Vrindavan." Narayan said, "Okay, if you want to do that, if you want to enter into Vrindavan, then you have to become subservient to a gopi. Because that's the only way one can enter into Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi said, how is it possible? I am Lakshmi. I am an eternal consort. How can I bow down to anyone else? Then Narayan said, okay, then forget about entering into Vrindavan. Lakshmi became extremely disheartened. So she performed great austerities. She started to perform great austerities. And as a result of her austerities, Krishna came to her and asked Lakshmi, why are you performing this austerity? What do you want? Lakshmi said, I want to enter into your Braja Leela, Vrindavan pastimes. So in order to fulfill her desire, Krishna carried her on his chest as Sri Vatsa. And that is how Lakshmi Devi got entrance to Vrindavan. Therefore we can see how rare is this Braja Prem. How difficult it is to enter into Vrindavan pastimes. Only some rare personalities could enter into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes when Krishna came to perform his pastimes on this planet. There are just a few individuals like the sages in Dandakaranya and the personified Upanishads, the exponents of 108 Upanishads. Just a few individuals like that got an entry to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he's inviting everyone, come, receive this Krishna prem. Make your human form of life successful. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been recognized as Mahavadanya. The most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Never, ever, even Krishna himself bestowed such magnanimous mercy upon the living entities. And that's why Rupa Goswami offered his prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto this personality, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Who is Krishna himself? Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Krishna himself assumed the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has appeared. Why? Because this personality is distributing Krishna prem. Without any reservation, without any discrimination. So who this personality can be besides Krishna himself? Obviously this personality cannot be Brahma, this personality cannot be Shiva, this personality even cannot be Narayan. Because as Narayan he cannot give Krishna prem. Because that region of Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. Although Narayan is Krishna himself, but Narayan does not indulge in that relationship of Vrindavan. Jayo jayo jalo rasho sarbo rasho sar parokiya bhabe jaha brojete prachar. all glory to the most brilliant and most elevated mellow of all mellows, the loving relationship of conjugal love in parokia, that is, the loving exchange that takes place between paramours. So that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing. So this must be Krishna himself. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity has been revealed. He is not only Krishna. He is even more than Krishna. He is Radha Krishna in one form. This is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna himself doesn't distribute this Krishna prema in such a way. But only when Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, then only he does distribute this prema, this loving relationship. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to create the greatest good fortune for the living entities in this universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to create an atmosphere that was never available in this universe before. Only long, long time ago, 8.64 billion years ago, in another day of Brahma, this good fortune was created. Parikshit Maharaj knew that. He knew that this age of Kali, although very, very degraded, but this age of Kali has one great advantage. And that is, in this age, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will distribute Krishna prema. That's why he forgave Kali. He saw the good side of this age. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan osti hi eko mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. This age of Kali has won great good fortune. Although it is very, very degraded, it is like an ocean of sinful activities, this age. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan. But it has asti hi eko mahan guna, has a great good advantage. A great quality of this age is kirtanadeva krishnasa. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one becomes free from the bondage of this material world. And not only one becomes free from the bondage of this material world, one actually goes beyond this material nature. One goes even beyond Brahma Jyoti, goes beyond Vaikuntha, goes beyond Ayodhya, beyond Dwarka, and enters into Vrindavan. And in this distribution work, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Nityananda Prabhu. He is the soul selling agent for this distribution network. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu's mood is even more magnanimous. Jare dakhe tare kahe dante trino kori amare kiniya laho bhajo gaura hari. Just follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Serve him with all the sincerity of your heart. And with the price, with that price, you purchase me. Amare kiniya laho. Nityananda Prabhu is saying that you purchase me with the price of chanting the holy name of the Lord according to the instruction of Gaur Hari. Lochandas Thakur, Vrindavandas Thakur also said the same in Sanskrit. Jatishtang re bhrato kuru hori hori dhano manisham tato ba saṃsāraṁ buddhi tarano dāyo moi laget idaṁ bāhus photoi ratati ratayanja pratigrihaṁ bhaje nityānandaṁ bhajana torukandaṁ niravadhi. Jatishtang re bhrato, dear brothers, if you just chant the holy name of the Lord, kuru hori hori dhano manisham, if you just chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he's saying that that will be sufficient, jathishto. That will be sufficient. Just chant the holy name of the Lord. Kuru hori hori dhano manisham. Tato ba saṃsāraṁ buddhi tarano dāyo moi laget. Then, I will become responsible to take you across the ocean of material nature. Saṃsāraṁ buddhi tarano dāyo moi laget. Ambudhi means an ocean. Saṃsāra ambudhi, the ocean of material nature. I will become responsible to take you across. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu is assuring us that if we just chant the holy name of the Lord, that will be sufficient. He will take us across the ocean of material nature. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this Krishna prema, the most rare spiritual asset. And that's why he is recognized as the most munificent personality. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed only in India, in the subcontinent of India. Yes, he inundated the entire land of India at that time with Krishna consciousness. But he made a wonderful prediction 500 years ago that this Krishna consciousness movement would spread in every town and village all over the world. Not only all over the world, he emphatically mentioned every town and village. As the literal translation will be, as many towns and villages are there in this planet, everywhere this Krishna consciousness movement will spread. It's an impossible prediction. This prediction was made at a time when this world, when people in this world did not know what to speak of how many towns and villages. They didn't even know how many continents were there. This prediction was made before Columbus went to America. But Mahaprabhu made that prediction that in every town and village, at a time when people didn't even know how many continents were there on this planet. And it is obviously an impossible prediction. How can this Krishna consciousness movement, how can this Sankirtan movement spread all over the world in every town and village? But in the recent past, we have seen how wonderfully this prediction became fulfilled. And it's also interesting to note that how Mahaprabhu's loyal followers our previous acharyas had implicit faith on this prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much so that Bhaktivinoda Thakur more than 100 years ago wrote, this movement would spread in every town and village all over the world. And that would mean that all the religions of the world will become united under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote it so boldly, without a tinge of doubt, at a time when India was under the British rule. Indian culture, India's heritage, India's spiritual ways and understandings were not only humiliated, but even the Indians were made to disregard and even despise their own culture and religion. Due to the British influence, many educated and affluent Indians were becoming Christians. In order to stop that conversion, the high class, affluent and educated Indians tried to counteract that by creating some sort of compromise in the name of Hinduism, like Brahma Samaj, which was a mixture of Christianity and Vedanta philosophy. At a time like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that, that a time will come when this Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world in every town and village. And then, about 80 years after that, we saw how Srila Prabhupada came and spread this movement throughout the world. And that also during a short span of 10 years' time. Not only it was an impossible task to achieve, but it was achieved within just 10 years' time. How could it happen? Prabhupada used to remind us in a very humble mood that it all happened due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and due to the mercy of his Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada did not take the credit himself, because that is the attitude of a pure devotee. Because he knows that all he has to become is a humble servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All he has to become is an instrument in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Lord will use him to achieve all kinds of wonderful things. And Srila Prabhupada reminded us actually that become surrendered to Krishna. Try to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. Then you will see Krishna will use you. And when Krishna uses you, then you will see all kinds of wonderful things are happening. Just like Hanuman carried the mountain. Not only he went across the ocean to Sri Lanka, but he carried the mountain not from the edge of Indian subcontinent, but he went practically from the northernmost part of India in the Himalayan mountain. And from there he carried Gandhamadan, another mountain, all the way to Lanka. Now how, is it a fairy tale? Is it just some kind of concocted story? No. It is real. But where did anyone ever see a monkey carrying a mountain? But it happened. Why? Because Hanuman simply became completely surrendered. Hanuman was completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord used him. In this way, the Lord uses his devotees. And Srila Prabhupada taught us that whatever he is achieving is simply because he has become completely surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna is using him. And as a result of that, Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world today. Who can have any doubt that this movement has spread at least all throughout the world? But Srila Prabhupada left something for his followers to also achieve. And that is, now it has to be spread in every town and village. Srila Prabhupada made all these wonderful arrangements. And it is up to Srila Prabhupada's loyal followers to further his mission. And a time will come when Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world in every town and village. A time will come when Hindus and Muslims and Christians and Jews will embrace each other under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his words will never go in vain. Whatever he said must come true, because he is God. So how can his words go in vain? Now it is up to us to develop that implicit faith that Mahaprabhu's words will become true. His prediction will become a reality. And that's why Srila Prabhupada came to distribute this Krishna prem. He took it out of the precincts of Indian subcontinent. He spread it all over the world. And his loyal followers are continuing his mission. Krishna consciousness movement is spreading due to their sincere and unmotivated endeavor to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to fulfill the dream of the spiritual master. And this movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for all. It is not that it is meant only for the Hindus and not for the Muslims. As I was saying, Srila Prabhupada indicated through this wonderful demonstration that this movement is also meant for the Muslims. This movement is also meant for Christians and the Jews and everyone. And in our movement today, during Srila Prabhupada's time, also we have seen that there were Hindus, there were Muslims, there were Christians, there were Jews. All of them came and became devotees of Krishna. Once, one Catholic priest came to see Srila Prabhupada in New York and asked him, "Why are you converting these Christian boys and girls into Hindus?" Prabhupada responded by saying, "I am not converting the Christians into Hindus or Muslims into Jews. I am simply making better Christians out of the Christians, better Jews out of the Jews, better Muslims out of the Muslims, and better Hindus out of the Hindus." Because Srila Prabhupada is giving the perfection of their commitment, perfection of their spiritual involvement. Because all the religions are speaking about one God. It's not that Krishna is a Hindu God. God is one. The Christians are worshipping him as God. Muslims are worshipping him as Allah. The Jews are worshipping him as Jehovah. But who is he? They don't have any understanding. They don't have any understanding who he is. Therefore, they're just caught up with a concept or a name, certain belief and certain superstitious commitments. And they're missing the essence. Who is he? Who is Jehovah? Who is God the Father? Who is Allah? Srila Prabhupada made that point very wonderfully clear. He was instructing one of our God brothers, Ravanari Prabhu, to translate Bhagavad Gita into Arabic. And he told him, when it is written in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Ubacha, Prabhupada told him to translate it as Allah said. Allah is Krishna. As so wonderfully His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj pointed out yesterday through his encounter with that fundamental Christian preacher in Ohio State University. He was cursing him, he was abusing him, telling that he will go to hell because he is chanting the name of Krishna. But when Maharaj pointed out what Krishna actually means, who is Krishna? Maharaj asked him, is your God all powerful? He said, yes. He asked, is your God has all the opulence? He said, yes. Does your God have all the beauty? Yes. Does your God have all the knowledge? Yes. Does your God have all the fame? Yes. Does your God have all renunciation? Yes. Then your God is Krishna. Because Krishna means one who possesses all these six qualities to the fullest extent. So that is Krishna. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the personality that all the religions are worshipping and trying to reach. But they do not know. They do not have the informations. But Srila Prabhupada came to provide the informations, and as a result of that, the Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, all are actually coming forward and accepting this Krishna consciousness movement. Now, when they become a devotee of Krishna, do they cease to become a Christian or Jew or a Hindu or Muslim? No. They rather become the perfect Christian, the perfect Jew, the perfect Hindu, the perfect Muslim. Today we can very boldly say that we are the real Christians. We are the real Jews. We are the real Hindus. And we are the real Muslims. We don't have any conflict with Jesus or Moses or Muhammad. We don't have any conflict with any of them. But now it is up to them to recognize that what we are actually offering them is going to enhance their commitment to their religion. Not that this involvement is going to take them away from their religion. When you look at today's world, we can see that most of the conflicts in this world are due to religion. But if this world accepts Krishna consciousness, if this world accepts Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then all the problems will be immediately solved. The world leaders today are frantically searching for some solution to these problems of the world. But they do not know what the solution is. They're trying, but they can't find any. But the solution is here, in Srila Prabhupada's books, in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. All they have to do is just become open to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Become receptive to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And they'll find that yes, this solution is so easy. Sometimes we tell the specialist political leaders that you are trying to create a united world. You come to our institution, you come to ISKCON, you will see here the Hindus, the Muslims, the Christians and Jews are living in perfect harmony. Now if something is possible when it is practiced in a small sphere, if that same principle is applied in a broader sphere, won't it produce the same result? What we are achieving in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, if you apply this principle throughout the world, won't it produce the same result that we are receiving in ISKCON? Therefore, please give it a try. If you really want to benefit this world, if you really want to solve the problems of the world, if you really want to stop all the wars that are going on, millions of people are being killed due to some unnecessary conflict. All these problems will be immediately solved if you simply apply this principle. And what is this principle? The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very simple. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay. The supreme worshipable Lord is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Svadhama Vrindavanam. And he resides eternally in his abode called Vrindavan. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Borgena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. If you want to justify the truth, the proof, then Srimad Bhagavat, the spotless Puran, is the proof. And Prema Pumartha Mahan. And the ultimate goal of life is to develop this love for Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is not to enjoy in this material nature. Ultimate goal of life is not to achieve liberation out of this material nature. Ultimate goal of life is not to achieve yoga siddhis, the mystic powers. The ultimate goal of life is to develop our love for Krishna. Prema Pumartha Mahan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatra Dharana Paru. Accept these teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wholeheartedly. There is no need to accept anything else. When you get the highest, then what's the point in going after something that is inferior? And this is available to everyone, irrespective of his caste and creed, irrespective of his qualification and eligibility. All they have to do is with faith chant the holy name of the Lord. That's why Srila Prabhupada came, and Srila Prabhupada's mercy has spread all over the world, creating an inconceivable good fortune for the people of this planet. And we are seeing how when one practices this process, he develops spiritually and derives an inconceivable benefit. All you have to do is come close to the devotees and see everyone has some experience to share with you that will convince you that this process is real. This process is real. All we have to do is simply give it a try. And the process is so simple. All we have to do is to chant the holy name of the Lord. The chanting causes joy or ecstasy. The involvement causes ecstasy. Repeating the names along with the chanter causes ecstasy. And in that ecstasy, everyone begins to dance. Because the dance is an expression of the inner joy of the heart through the body. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. The founder Acharya of ISKCON Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees.